Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote in that election? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very.
Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Is it excellent, good, not so good, or poor? Thank you. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Too high.
And is that much too high or somewhat high?
Much.
Thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money would be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and in-demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or vote no to each of the following three bond options. Option one is $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equals to $23.61 a year for every $100 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or vote no on this one?
Nope.
Then we have option two, $850 million bond.
You don't have to explain all three. Just put no on all of them.
Yes, unfortunately, I cannot answer for you, so we will have to go one by one. I'm so sorry about that. Now, option two is an $850 million bond. Great. Mm-hmm.